Hello friends, I greet you all in Jesus' precious name. I trust you've had a good week and I trust too that God has been gracious to you. My name is Charles Obara and I'm honored to have this opportunity to talk to you on this platform, Sitam Church Online. Today we continue with the series we began last week talking about maximizing this new year. We realized, friends, last week that this is a new year, but the new year does not mean things will change because it's a new year. You got to do something to be able to maximize or to optimize on the opportunities that will come to you this particular year. And some of those opportunities, friend, will come to you disguised as challenges. So, but I believe that the new year has new things in store for you. So what do you need to do to be able to optimize or to maximize on this new year and this new season we are in? Now, the first thing, friend, you need to do is this. Remember to forget. What? Remember to forget. Now, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Now, that is from the New King James Version. I like the New Living Translation, how it renders that particular verse. And this is what it says, folks. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. Why is God telling his people to forget the things of the past? Now, if you read the preceding verses, verse 16 and 17, God is talking about the miracles he did in the years before. The parting of the Red Sea, the drowning of Pharaoh's chariots, and the causing water to come from the rock. And God mentions that in verse 17. And then quickly in verse 18, he says, forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. I like that, friends. Why is God telling us to forget the past? You see, friends, modern day psychologists believe that apart from injury to the brain, we really never forget anything. That everything that happens to us, the good experiences, the bad experiences, right from our childhood, is actually buried within our subconscious. We never forget anything. We don't just recall everything. Interesting. So it's very possible to carry the memories of the past experiences from childhood, maybe the good things, the good memories, and that's a wonderful thing to have those memories. But it's also possible to carry very painful memories of the past. The disappointment, maybe the rejection. A parent may have rejected you. You may have gone through an abuse. You may have gone through a very difficult family relationships. You may have gone through very challenging formative years in your life. And that may have shaped you in certain ways. God is telling you in this new season and in this new year, forget the former things. Forget all that, because God is going to do a new thing in your life. Now, if you hold on to the past, if you hold on to the losses, if you hold on to the disappointments of the past, it will hinder you from seeing the present opportunities, the future opportunities that God will bring your way. So you need to let go of the past so that you can grab hold of the opportunities that God is going to bring your way. I want to pray for particularly those who have had a very difficult past. It could be a series of losses in your life. It could be relationships you have lost, loved ones you have lost. It could be business opportunities you have lost. It could be relationships that have gone sour. It could be a betrayal you are going through in your life. And God is saying to you this new season, if you are going to experience a new thing, if you are going to move to the next level, you got to get rid of the past. Forget the past. All right? Now, when God tells you to forget the past, it doesn't mean necessarily that you erase every memory from your subconscious or from your active memory. That is not possible. God is telling you, don't get stuck in the past. Don't dwell in the past. Don't get fixated in the past experiences, because he's going to do a new thing in your life. Let me pray for you that today you can break loose and detach and disconnect from the painful experiences of the past that you have gone through. Father, we thank you and we bless you for reminding us that indeed, although you have done great things in the past, You do not want us to get stuck in the past, because you are a God who is doing new things in our lives. I pray in the name of Jesus for my dear viewers and friends. Some of them may have gone through some heartaches. Some may be stuck in the pain of the past. Some may be paralyzed because they have gone through nasty experiences. Today, I pray by the help of your Spirit that the chains that hinder them, that bind them, will be broken in Jesus' mighty name. That they'll begin to make new baby steps towards the new beginning, the new horizons you're taking us into, King of Glory. I pray for healing of memories in Jesus' name. I pray for healing of relationships, oh God. I pray for healing of hearts in Jesus' name that have gone through a lot of heartaches and perhaps abuse and pain in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Friends, I believe that God has spoken to you, and I want to hear how this is speaking to you personally. Please get in touch with me through the contacts available at the bottom of your screen. I'll be more than delighted to hear from you. The Lord bless you. I will see you next week, God willing. God bless you. Amen. Amen.